This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Personally, I am not a fan of people using their smartphone at my dinner table. Nope. Banned. But some restaurants are very pro-phone because mobile apps that allow customers to order and pay are growing. Still, that subtracts some hospitality from the hospitality business. To check this all out, Marketplace's Mark Garrison went out to lunch.
City Winery in New York offers live music, food, drinks, and recently, service via smartphone. But it's not Jetson stuff. You still order with a human server.
How's the soup? Tell me about that.
Soup is really nice. It's a nice, hearty, warm, seasonal squash soup served with maple cream and pistachios.
That sounds good. So let me do the soup and the kale Caesar.
Sounds great.
I have to download an app and sign into a PayPal account, which takes a minute. Finally, I'm in, see my order, and realize I made a mistake. I don't want to be a cliche, so I hit the alert server button on the app.
It looks like you got the alert. Here he comes. So I was thinking instead of the kale Caesar, because I feel like a kale salad, that's just way too public radio. So let me just get instead the Greek country salad.
Sounds great.
Being able to summon the server with my phone feels a bit creepy, but it's definitely convenient, and it could help a business like City Winery. General Manager David Richter wants to sell more food and drink during live shows, but doesn't want servers to ruin a concert by bugging customers.
It's a little bit awkward to have one of our servers standing in front of Steve Earle as he's hitting a great note and ask if somebody wants another cheeseburger.
It's also about speed and efficiency, a key part of the pitch from NCR. It sells this technology for a monthly fee it declines to reveal. As an early adopter, City Winery doesn't have to pay it right now. If the technology leads to more sales and faster table turns, it pays its way. Harder to quantify, the risk of losing human connection.
There are a number of ways that technology can't replace the personal touch.
Mary Chapman directs innovation at food consultancy Technomic.
A computer can't smile at you or ask you how your day's going.
Or describe a dish, which my waiter, Will Gorin, did well. At City Winery, smartphone payments are growing, but they're still small, around 3%. That's not even a dozen people on a typical night. Those servers still worry about their jobs a little.
If you're going to order your food through a computer, you may as well have a robot take the food to you. There's no reason for me to be around.
His boss promises no robot servers. He adds that those who pay by mobile tend to tip better. I did the same even if my server didn't have to bring me a paper check. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
So if you like that, Applebee's announced yesterday that they're going to install tablets on tables so customers can order, pay, and play games whenever they want. Because why would you ever want to interact with your family, friends, or, God forbid, a date?